CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
You want to see me, Mr. Cranshaw?
Yes. Come in, Piper. Sit down. This hour of the afternoon is always the time we're always glad to sit down, aren't we?
Oh, well, I guess we're not as fresh and alert as you are first thing in the morning.
Exactly. You're tired. Worn out.
Oh, well, no, I didn't say that, Mr. Cranshaw. No, I feel
but
fine.
You will admit you're not as fresh and alert. Your very words make you are first thing in the morning.
Well, I was just speaking objectively, sir. Actually, I feel quite...
Don't apologize. You're right. It applies to everyone. In the morning, our minds are sparkling, alive, sharp. In the afternoon, we begin to sag. We droop, get a little sleepy. And we don't do our work as well, do we?
Well, Mr. Cranshaw, if you have some complaints about my work...
No, not at all. Or rather, no more than the rest of us. Statistics have proved the curve of energy slows down sharply at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, to make a long story short, I have decided to change the office hours in my company from 7 to 3.
From 7 to 3? 7 in the morning?
Your best time of day.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure 7 in the morning is my best time of the day, Mr. Cranshaw.
Oh, it'll take a bit of adjusting for all of us. But as soon as we get used to it, we're going to like it better. Why, think of it. Well, you'll be through with 3 in the afternoon, giving you time for some outdoor sports, exercise, your hobbies, things that will keep you in shape so that you'll do even better work. Right?
Well, sure, right.
Well, it's 5 minutes to 3. You have 5 minutes to wind up your work for the day, clean off your desk, get home so that you can get to bed early. And we'll all be here bright, fresh, and alert at 7 tomorrow morning.
Why, you must be mistaken, Aunt Effie.
Well, dear, I certainly know the car, and I'm telling you, he just drove in the garage.
Heavens, what's he doing home at this hour?
No.
Was he sick? Well, he must be sick coming home at 3:30, dear.
Yeah?
Are you sick, honey?
I don't know what I am.
What do you mean?
Guess I'm just plain burned up, that's all.
Let me see your forehead.
No. I burned up at Cranshaw.
You didn't quit your job.
Well, no, not yet.
What do you do now?
Here, let me take your coat.
That guy's going off his walker. Do you know what time I am due at the office from now on? 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Do you realize what time that means that I'll have to get up?
Stop waving your arms, dear. I can't get your coat off. Why do you have to be there at 7?
Oh, it's the new scheme of things at the office. We will now be working from 7 to 3 instead of 9 to 5.
You mean everybody at the office, not just you?
Oh, not just me. Everybody.
Oh, that's not so bad. At least you're not the only one.
Look, that doesn't make me any happier to know that I'm not the only one getting up with the birds. Before the birds, for that matter.
Most of the birds have gone south. We just have a few sparrows.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie, the chickadees are out here, and I saw a nuthatch this morning. And the cardinal is here.
He is?
Oh, my goodness, I haven't seen him.
Well, he was right out there this morning on that lower branch.
No, what really burns
and,
me
and
up?
And there were 3 chickadees on the bird feeder.
Well,
we saw the breakfast, remember, dear? Dear?
What?
Remember the chickadees. Birds!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Birds, dear. You're the one who brought up the subject. You said you'd have to get up before the birds, and we said...
Forget the birds, will you, for Pete's sake? I certainly didn't mean
Funny.
To get...
Now, don't be so cross.
All right, I'm sorry, but do you realize I will have to get up at 5:30 in the morning to get to the office by 7?
All right, calm down. Now, just calm down. Now, sit down. Tell me why Mr. Cranshaw...
Well, just suddenly, there are millions of people all over the country, probably all over the world, who have to get up at 5:30 to go to work.
Aunt Effie, please.
Now.
Well?
Tell me why Mr. Cranshaw suddenly decided to change offices.
Well, look at the farmers. They get up at 3 and 4 to do the chores.
And Effie, why don't you go and put on some coffee?
Your grandfather got up at 5 o'clock every morning of his life. Your Uncle Carl, who worked for the railroad, had to be up every day at 3 for that early morning run, and he did it for 40 years. trouble with your generation is that you're just too easygoing. You don't want a job unless it's just a soft bed of roses.
Now, listen, I'm not...
Dear. And if he please go put on some coffee, I'd like a cup. I think we could all...
But I'm telling you, your generation doesn't know what work is.
Look, I'm not going to take...
Just calm down. Now, remember, she's your aunt, and relatives always feel they can say anything they want to you.
Oh, dear.
I suppose she still thinks of you as a little boy. Now, tell me why Mr. Cranshaw has changed the office hours.
I'll tell you why. It's that efficiency expert he hired while I was in Europe. The smart-alecky kid, fresh out of college with all these so-called brilliant ideas.
Because
he graduated from college, see, and even had his master's degree when he was 18 years old or something. Cranshaw just hangs on his every word.
Well,
I don't know. You'd think he was some, I don't know what. There's a kid swaggers around like a little Napoleon. All these crazy ideas for running a business.
Yes, well, now let's look at it this way, darling.
I am supposed to be fresher, more alert, sparkling in the morning.
No, people are supposed to be, dear. They're supposed to be.
Well, look, you know darn well that I am not. It takes me an hour to wake up. I stagger out of bed. Half the time I brush my teeth with a shaving cream or with a toothpaste or something.
No. You'll get used to it, Matt. You get used to it, you'll like it, honey. We'll all get up with you. You won't be getting up alone. You know, it might be rather nice. I'll get my work done, all my housework done early, and then I'll have more free time, too. Now, will you be home every day at 3:30?
Oh, yes. I'm supposed to use that time for some kind of sports. Sports, he says, so I get exercise or something.
Well, not bad.
I guess that's the only good thing about it, getting home a little earlier.
Oh, yes, and especially in the summertime.
Oh,
I have...
Oh,
yes.
This Monday.
Yes, why?
Well, Bessie's got to go to dancing school.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot. Of course this is a dancing school. Can you take her, dear? Can you?
Who, me?
Yes. Well, I forgot, and I was just leaving when you walked in. I have a committee meeting at the women's club. I have to be there, dear. I'm the chairman. I just have to be there.
Can't you drop Bessie at dancing class on the way there and pick her up on the way back?
No, dear. Miss Comer likes the mothers to be there so they can take notes on what the children do so they can practice at home.
All right. She wants the mothers there, not the fathers.
But it doesn't matter, dear, mothers or
fathers. Oh, no, now look, I do not want to barge into a room full of women.
Should think you'd like to see your daughter's dancing class.
Look, can't Aunt Effie go with Betsy and you drop the two of them at dancing class and then pick them up, huh?
Well, we're going to stay here with Bobby and feed him when he wakes up.
I will.
Oh, yes, have a baked potato, some squash.
Yes, and he's... No, never mind. I can't do that anyhow. I am due at the women's club right now. Betsy isn't even home from school yet. She hasn't changed into a leotard or anything. And I simply can't wait.
Well, he can stay with the baby, and I'll take his car.
No, you're not taking my car.
Dear.
Now, don't look, George. She's not taking my car, now, I tell you. Last time Aunt Effie took my car, she smacked into somebody.
He smacked into me.
Well, that's your story. I don't care. All right, somebody got smacked into... Look, I will take Betsy to dancing school.
Oh, good. Well, fine. Then she needs to get into her leotard. It's upstairs in the bureau on the bottom drawer. And take her ballet slippers and her tap shoes, which are on the closet shelf. Put them in her little suitcase,
the red-checked
one with a zipper, and her tutu.
Yeah. Her what?
Ruffled skirt. You know, the little pink ruffled skirt. Tutu.
Tutu?
Tutu. That's what they call them. Now, don't forget it. I'm just telling you in case the baby wakes up and Aunt Effie's busy with Bobby.
Tutu.
And take a notebook. I'll give you Betsy's ballet book so you know how to spell that. Oh, you have to... Oh, dear. Plie, releve, glisse, battement, doing all that, and then kind of write it down with the instructions.
What? It's French.
Yeah, I know it's French. I
have the ballet book here. Don't worry. You can copy it.
Listen, once you have stopped the store, we have no butter.
Butter? Can you do that, too, dear?
You...
I may be late. We're having a terribly important meeting about the election of officers in the women's club. And if I'm not here, you start eating without me.
Well,
I'll tell you, if he's
stopping at the store, he can just as well go to the post office. It's right there. And you know you want to get that package mailed off to your aunt for?
Oh, yeah.
You know, wait a minute, will you? What is going on?
Honey, this is just wonderful. You getting home at 3 every afternoon. This is the time of the day that I really get jammed up. I mean, everything seems to happen at once. Oh, I could kiss Mr. Cranshaw.
Yeah, well, I got something else in mind for Mr.
Now, don't forget, Betsy's leotard, tutu, ballet slippers, tap shoes, and take notes here. Okay? Yeah. Are you asleep, dear?
What do you mean, am I asleep? Of course I'm not asleep.
Uh-oh. Well, you're going to have to get used to going to bed early, dear. It's 10 o'clock. You should have been asleep by 9:30 if you're going to get 8 hours sleep. You need 8 hours sleep, you know.
Well, I can't sleep.
Well, you'll have to get in a habit, that's all. It'll take a little while.
Visions of writing down port de bras and arabesque and tutus and first position and second position running through my head.
Well,
I can't
sleep.
Well, you
did very well, and Betsy loved the fact that her daddy took her to dancing school.
Yeah.
She told me that when I put her to bed.
Yeah, well. Did you know that I was the only man? That I was the only man there amongst 30 mothers. I counted them. There were 30 mothers in that place.
Honey, don't be so self-conscious.
Look, every single one of those mothers was looking at me.
Well, they saw a handsome man.
They saw a man who apparently wasn't working at 4 in the afternoon.
What
they saw.
Are you trying to get some sleep?
Efficiency experts. But I tell you, every time I think of that smart alecky kid down
there,
he's deciding that what
Look,
time...
maybe he does have some good... new ideas. After all, we are getting older.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the first thing that makes somebody seem old-fashioned is when he says, I like things the old way. You know?
Now, just a minute. Are you implying that I'm getting along in years?
Well, aren't we all? I mean, let's face it, what's wrong with getting older? Either you die or you get older. I'd rather get older. But you can't close your mind to young ideas. Now, when you stop to think of it, getting up early in the morning isn't even a young idea. As Aunt Effie said, whether you like it or not, dear, farmers have been getting up at 3 and 4 in the morning to milk the cows for a long time.
Yeah, well, we'll see whether I'm bright and sparkling tomorrow morning at 5:30.
What causes mental retardation? Well, certainly all who love children want the answers known. But research is a long uphill climb to prevention of the tragedy of retarded lives. Some progress has been made, enough to indicate that this blighting of human lives may one day be prevented. Your contribution can speed that day and save tomorrow's babies from this affliction. Your contribution can also give aid to those who are now retarded, who can be helped. Support the National Association for Retarded Children. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Raymond Bramley and is produced by Walter Hart.